quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast. If you are meaning to tune into another podcast, maybe give us a try instead. I don't know. Maybe you're looking for something different, but you stumbled upon us. And
if you were meaning to listen to another podcast, why did you click on our podcast?
Because the logo is so tantalizingly beautiful. We are the hosts. God damn it. I tried to get rid of it. We are hosting this podcast that you are listening to. I am Noelle.
And I am Nicole.
And we host the Quite Unusual podcast in which you are listening to right now, known for our baby back ribs and barbecue sauce.
you can't just throw that in there. We were sound checking earlier and that was the song that we sound checked to.
Yep. And Nicole said barbecue sauce like this.
Barbecue sauce.
That's her real voice. I don't know if anyone knew that.
I'm a voice actor.
She's an actor.
I kind of wish I was, though. That would be really fun.
I also wish that. When you were little, like, I know we've all had, like, I want to be a marine biologist. I want to be an Egyptologist. I want to be whatever, right? Because we all
had these wild dreams. And then we got older and adulthood was like, you're never going to make any money from doing that.
And now we're working 9 to 5.
And now we just sit in front of computers.
We wish we were dead.
Follow your dreams, kids. Follow those dreams, even if you don't think you're ever going to make money.
Because here's the thing. This is getting really philosophical, really off the bat. Life is really short and also extremely long, if you think about it. And also, maybe the world's dying. And also, we're all dying. So you might as well just do what you want and fuck it, right? Like, you want to be an Egyptologist? Go do it.
Were you going to ask me a question about what I wanted to be?
Yeah, no, waxing poetic about how hard life is and how Dolly Parton's singing about 9 to 5, but actually...
It's really 8 to 5 with a mandatory 1-hour lunch break in between.
What is... No one
wants it.
No one makes baby lunch for an hour. That's ridiculous. Also, if you're not like just taking like an hour for like me time and then eating your lunch during a meeting, you're doing lunch break wrong.
Yeah. Like, if you work from home and you don't have reality TV lunch hour, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. But anyways, the question I was going to ask you is, what was, like, your ultimate, like, when you were, like, a little tiny, like, little baby Nicole?
Ooh, okay.
What were you like, when I grow up, this is exactly what I'm going to be, and no one can ever stop me because I am persistent in my dream that I'm going to do everything that I've ever wanted to do. And then you grew up and...
And I didn't do it.
Yeah, which none of us did. Most of us didn't.
Most of us
didn't.
So
don't feel bad.
Some of us did. So mine, and I kind of really wish I had done this, although it's, I don't know if I would necessarily like being away from home so much, but when I was younger, I saw Jurassic Park.
My favorite documentary, by the way.
And from that point on, I wanted to be a paleontologist. Like, I was obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be a paleontologist. I want to be, what's Allie? What's her name in Jurassic Park? I don't know. I want to be Laura Dern in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean Laura Dern.
Yeah. I don't know what her name is. I can't remember. But I was literally like, that's me. That's going to be me. When I get older, I was obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah.
Then that changed. And then I wanted to be a dancer. And like that like took over for the majority, I think up until I was like maybe like 14. And then I was like, oh, wait, yeah, I'm not even really that fit. I can't be a dancer.
Are we dancing?
And that was just because I danced for majority of my life, and that just seemed like the right way to go. And then I was like, you know what, I'm probably never going to make any money doing that. But I could have, because I have friends who did, and they teach dance class and stuff, and I'm sure they like their jobs more than I like mine. So
maybe
I should have gone both of those routes.
You know what? If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, everyone with a nut allergy would die. So that's my takeaway from that. I think that's how the phrase goes, right?
What was your dream job as a child?
I also had two. One seemed extremely realistic. The other one did not.
Okay.
One was like...
Yeah, mine were kind of... I could have gone the dance route.
Yeah, you could have.
I just wanted to make more money, but... That I don't even really do that now, so.
I'm sorry, I'm making this episode so fucking depressing. I also went through a paleontologist phase, but that was just for like a brief moment in time where I was like, I'm going to be exactly like Evie from The Mummy.
Oh, you were studying Egyptian studies, not fossils?
No, I mean, I love a Jurassic Park moment, but I was like, I'm going to go archaeologize. I'm going to go like paleontologize. I'm going to wear like only khakis. I'm going to like have a little brush and like brush some ancient artifacts off, right? For sure. But the one that I like ultimately was like, this is what I need to do when I grow up and there's no way I can fail, right? Was to be an actor. That's what
you thought there was no way for you to fail being an actor.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be an actor. How hard can it be? Everyone can do it.
What? Like it's hard?
What? Like it's hard? Yeah. So that was my ultimate, like, that was your paleontologist. Yeah. I was going to be an actor. Like that's like in my head. But then the one that I pivoted to where I was like, oh no, being an actor is like, that's hard. Like it's actually going to be like a whole thing. I can't do it. I have to move away from my mom. You know, like go to Hollywood. Like I'm obviously gonna make it when I get there. So like I'm never gonna come back to Chicago. My other thing that felt more realistic was to train horses for a living.
Yeah, that's like your dance. That was my dancing to me is horses to you.
Yeah, because I grew up on the back of a horse and was like, well, I can do this. This is easy. And I do still have the audacity to think I could do it.
Why not do it? Now I couldn't be a dancer anymore. This knee, left knee is blown out.
I was going to say.
There's no chance.
But my fucking knees won't allow me to. Also my left knee because I ironically got kicked by a horse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Your 30s is where you realize like, that your dreams died.
But I feel like everyone goes through that phase of also wanting to be an actor, though. Like, I'm sure everyone listening, like, I don't know. I personally love the Oscars and like all of the award shows and stuff like that. And I've watched them since, I mean, I was like a little kid. And we've all done the thing where we accept an Oscar in the mirror and we say what we would say. And we like, we're crying and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. Like we've all done that, right? Okay. So yeah, everyone, I mean, everyone I think wants to be an actor just because it's, sounds like the coolest job in the world.
Yeah. The reason
you get
I wanted
to be different people every single year.
That's why I was like, I can't narrow down what I want to be when I grow up. So I'm going to live 10 million lifetimes and just do everything that I possibly can ever do.
I was literally
an actor.
I was just thinking that the other day. I don't even know why, but I was like, you know, actors, like that's actually the best job because they get to do
everything.
Everything.
Yes.
You can. I mean, you can play a paleontologist. You can play a dancer. You can play a horse trainer.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
And then you get to do all of those things. You're immersed in it for, I don't know, a year, a couple months, and then you just, like, move on to the next thing. And you get paid really well.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah, for sure.
And you get to go to the Oscars if you're good, which that is a dream of mine. That's my, like,
it is.
If I was had a make-a-wish, my make-a-wish would be to go to the Oscars and sit amongst the stars. I'm not saying, like, we're not talking about, like, the nosebleed seats. I want to be, like, right next to Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yeah, he's always in the front row. That's why. He's, like, always in the front row, even if he hasn't even done anything
this
year.
Brad Pitt.
He's Brad Pitt.
And, like, yeah, that don't, like, impress on me much. But, you know, some people, me and Shania are not impressed. Everyone else is.
Brad Pitt impresses Mia much, I would say. He does do that for me.
What? So you have a car? I like, that's my favorite one. Like, the bar's so low. It's like.
Carries a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. Speaking of Shania, we are going to Tombstone Paracon in 1 week.
We are.
And
we get to see a lot of spooky friends.
We are. I'm having a panic attack right now about what I'm going to wear.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. Do we have to? Why? Just because we're going to Tombstone. Do we have to dress like cow? Like what? What is this thing? Who like perpetrated this? Let's all dress like cowboys. Because we have a group chat.
Who do you
going,
think did that?
You, right?
It was me. It was fully me.
I'm like, I don't, first of all, I don't own cowboy boots. I never have owned cowboy boots. Cowboy
you don't
boots
have
are not
to.
My style. I don't own a cowboy hat and I never have. And I don't want to get one.
I know.
And everyone's like in the group chat, like taking pictures, like, look at this, look at that. I'm like, am I going to be the only one not dressed up like a cowgirl?
I have so many cowboy hats.
I mean, you
that
get a
you
pass.
You can borrow if you would like
No,
one.
I can't. You know hats don't look good on my head.
Why are you doing the Italian fingers at
you
me?
You know.
Why are you boppity boopying me?
I'm trying to get gabagool. I'm trying to get it through your head.
Whoa.
Well, okay. We're Christopher Walkening a little bit over there. But yeah, I can't plan. I'm not planning Cowboy just because we're going to Tombstone.
Sure. I am planning Cowboy.
Not doing it.
And I'm having a meltdown because the beautiful, beautiful people at Wesley James Co. are making me a custom hat.
And it's, in time for?
It's Skinwalker Ranch themed.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to come in time?
It has not shipped yet. I was just texting her and I was like, hey, do you have tracking? And she was like, yeah, I'm sending it out. And I know she'll do it. But I'm just having a meltdown a little bit, you know, because like I need to try on this hat with all the outfits I have planned in my head that I already know I'm going to hate. Because I don't know if you're anything like me, but I will wake up and be like, this is the outfit I had planned today. I will put it on and be like, I hate this.
That's why you have to bring, if you're going for 5 days, you need to bring 8 outfits.
Minimum. Minimum 8 outfits.
That's how it
especially
works.
You need daytime outfits, you need nighttime outfits.
And you also need 5 pairs of shoes, maybe 6. If you're going for 5 days, you need 6 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I know.
Because each pair of shoe goes with the outfit.
I know. And I'm like this close to ordering a pair of white cowboy boots, which I will never wear again. But in my head, I have an outfit that they would look so good with.
Okay, but why? Why cowboy boots? Because we're going to be in Arizona and it's going to be really fucking hot.
Okay, yeah. So I'm looking at the weather right
doesn't
now.
Doesn't that make your
like
legs
90 degrees?
Doesn't it make your legs sweat?
Yeah.
Why would you want to? Like, aren't
I don't know how what? To dress for 90 degree weather. Also, it's 85 during the day and 50 at night.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. Also, the thing about Chicago, where we live, mm-hmm. is that we go through. We have all of the seasons. For those who don't know,
yeah.
And we go through a long period of time where it's just very, very, very cold out. So when it gets warmer, it's like. What is 90 degrees feel like again?
I don't know.
What is the weather? What is short weather? Because you just like forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like you black out what it felt like to be in warm weather because you've just experienced all of this insane cold. And then when it is warm, your body doesn't even get used to the warm weather. And then by the time it does, it gets cold again.
Absolutely.
So.
And like. Us in the Midwest, usually, because we have small houses and large closets, or, like, large wardrobes, we switch. So, like, all of my summer clothes is, like, packed away.
Oh, mine are actually up here.
Mine are, like, in the basement, in bags, in, like, a dresser in the basement. Like, it's, like, away. Because I have my sweaters and stuff out still because it's, like, fucking 15 degrees here.
Yeah, well, and we're in that weird, like, limbo weather, too, where yesterday it was, like, 70 degrees, and then today we had everything. We had sunshine, we had rain, we had wind, we had cold, we had warmth. It was like, decide. Like, literally decide what you want to be.
Nobody knows.
They don't know.
Speaking of the weather, I have a hot take. Mm-hmm. This is going to get me put in, like, free speech jail, okay?
Okay.
I have a hot take. Hot take.
Yeah.
The hottest take of the year. Spring is the worst season. See, I knew it.
Winter is the worst season.
Incorrect. Here's why.
What? Allergies?
There's a plethora of reasons.
Okay.
Have I talked about this in the show?
I don't think so.
Okay, I've just been internalizing this hatred then. I don't hate spring. Who could hate spring, right? Obviously.
I think it's beautiful.
Oh, she's stunning. She's gorgeous. I'm allergic to her. The pollen, unreal. It's crazy unreal. The mud...
I don't have any allergies, though.
I know. What's it like to be God's favorite?
Hopefully I don't get any. That was me knocking on wood.
I'll also knock on wood for you. I have allergies. It's super muddy. The grass is growing already, and I hate mowing the lawn. I hate it. It's the worst. It grows so fast because it's, like, always raining, and then it's, like, super sunny. And whatever. It just, the bugs start coming out.
You like bugs, though.
I like most bugs. You know what bugs I don't
summer
like?
Summer is when most of the bugs are out. If you're going to cite bugs.
I'm already used to it. But then I'm already used to it, you know? It's like right now, like the bugs are just starting.
I haven't seen any
bugs. A fly bit me.
Ew. Well, that's because you spend a lot of time in a barn.
There shouldn't be flies yet.
Really?
What is this? Yeah, it's ridiculous. The flies are out. I got a mosquito bite. What the fuck is that shit?
Mosquitoes also don't like my blood.
They love me,
they don't
dude.
Bite me.
I am like crack to them.
Can I say,
is that politically correct to say?
They're bitter.
They love me. They love me so much. It's such bullshit. Whatever. Spring's beautiful. I love flowers, obviously. I love little baby birds, obviously. All that stuff. So cute. Baby bunnies. Oh my God. I would die for a baby bunny.
Yeah, this is baby, like baby season.
I love it. I love it. Still the worst season, for sure.
No, I have to say that it's winter. Sorry. Okay. I don't agree with you.
Although it might change that because honestly, the way that winters have been going, no. We don't even get snow anymore.
I was just gonna say, yeah, that's exactly why winter is better because, I mean, it's not better for the planet, but for a perpetually cold person as myself, it's better because we don't get like barely any cold anymore.
Yeah,
or snow. And snow is such a bitch to maneuver in.
I fucking love snow so.
I like looking out the window at snow, but then I have to shovel it, and then I have to drive in it, and then, yeah, just like ruins plans too.
I understand. So I get it. Spring's still the worst season, so whatever. You know how people do like that thing where like you can tell like what your season, like your skin color season is, like you are a musty autumn or like whatever the fuck.
Musty autumn.
I don't know
how people describe. That is just like you're in autumn.
If I got described as a musty autumn, I would hurl myself off a bridge.
Like, thank you.
Thank you so much. I don't feel like I know what season I am. Am I a winter?
I don't know. I feel like you could be spring or winter.
Oh, the worst season or the best season?
Winter is not the best season. See, I'm like kind of in a conundrum like that too because my hair is autumn, but like my skin is winter. I'm very pale.
I would peg you as like an autumn. Though. I would do an autumn because you have like pink undertones.
True.
This is an audio medium, so people look at a picture of us when you're doing this. Also, if you guys
if you don't know what we look
like. If you've accidentally clicked on this podcast and now you're 15 minutes into it and you're like, what are these girls even talking about?
You're too far in right now that you're like, I need to complete the episode.
Yeah. Like, you've gone too far. You can't turn around now.
But you're going to give us a 1-star after it because you're like, they didn't say anything. Because you clearly didn't read the description where we literally say we don't talk about anything.
Also, I did forget to say this is an unscripted episode. So if you are 20 minutes into this and you're like, what is this topic today? There's no topic. It's unscripted. There is no script. We have some fun topics. I just found a really fun news article.
Oh, yeah.
On accident.
How?
I was looking at the weather for Tombstone, Arizona.
And
this was
up?
On the side. Yeah. And it's about my favorite animal.
Oh, cicadas.
Yeah. Actually, there's another one about my other favorite animal right here.
What does it say about cicadas? Because when are we supposed to be getting those? It's like the whole Midwest is supposed to be overrun with cicadas.
Yeah. We have like the double hordes this year or whatever. So this is this fungus. This is coming from AccuWeather.com. This fungus can transform cicadas into, quote, salt shakers of death.
What does that even mean?
This spring, billions of cicadas will emerge after more than a decade underground. Some of these insects will be controlled, like zombies, into spreading a strange fungus that hijacks cicadas' bodies and behavior.
Wait, are we finally, we're getting Last of Us?
We're getting Last of Us? Yes. You know what? Fucking, I'm ready. Let's do it. Can we do it already?
I want to see the cicadas with the red eye, like the black bodies and the red eyes. I've never seen those ones before.
Aren't we getting those? Isn't that part of the 17 year?
Yeah, I think we are supposed to.
Yeah.
They look really freaky, but also really cool.
They're so pretty.
They don't bite, do they?
I don't think so. I've never been bit, and I touch so many cicadas. I've never been bit.
I used to love cicadas. I used to collect their little shells.
Yeah?
Maybe I will again.
Ooh, should we collect
the shells? Make a necklace out of it.
Yeah, we love necklaces made of bugs. That's kind of our thing. I think we're getting those. I think that's a 17-year one because it's the 17 and the 13-year cycles are coming. So apparently there is some sort of... I'm not reading this whole fucking article. Apparently there's some sort of fungus that destroys the insect's genitalia. So just dick right off, you know? manipulating the bugs into hypersexual behavior to spread the fungus further and transforming the cicadas into what scientists term as salt shakers of death.
So there are just going to be like hordes of horny cicadas.
Oh God, they're going to be humping
all over the place.
It's going to be disgusting. They're going to be like little sexual deviants. No dicks. none of that
dickless cicadas,
dickless mongrels. Okay, running around here,
just spreading. What's the fungus? So then, is everything just going to be covered in mushrooms?
No,
or is it just a fungus for cicadas?
I think it's just for cicadas. The spores make their way into the cicadas' bodies, and from that point, the cicadas are at the mercy of the fungal parasite. Oh, so it's just like a parasite situation. Ew.
Oh, and so they're all going to hatch, and then they're all going to die because the fungus is going to just wipe them out.
Eventually, the back end of the cicada, including its genitals, falls off. In its place, a white fungal plug is exposed.
Gross.
That's so nice. This is what it looks like.
Okay, so if we see that, then we know that he's been infected.
Put them out of their misery. Honestly, if you see that, kill them, please.
I really hope that our backyard doesn't really get that much. Because how do you know that?
Because we have grass.
It matters where they go down, though. If none of them went down in the grass 17 years ago, they're not coming up.
Maybe. Well, I feel like we didn't get that many last year, right?
The last time we had it was like there were sections of town that was just like, I remember getting to my old house, like driving down this one street and my car just getting pelted.
Really? That's
it was
what
like
I'm afraid
hail.
Of.
It was like tuk, 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 and just driving down the street. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I don't want
to
kill them. That's my whole thing. Like, I love them so much.
I think
and then, like,
you're just, it's inevitable. You're just going to kill them.
I don't want
if you don't kill them, then the zombie cicada virus is going to get them. So it doesn't matter.
Well, let me just finish off this article real quick. So this zombie cicada apparently is also high off amphetamines.
How?
Because this is a quote from a scientist. We found an amphetamine in those fungal plugs, which provides a plausible explanation as to why the behavioral modification is occurring. So they're just like high off their balls that no longer exist. And they're like
horny and high.
They're flying around like hopped up teenagers, bashing into things. They're going to hit you in the face. It's crazy.
Wow.
They're hallucinating. It's going to be a good and bad time for everyone.
I wonder if like I can use that. Sorry, I can't come into work. I can't get to my car. There's too many cicadas.
This says that don't eat them, though, because the amphetamines are not enough to actually affect you unless you are a very small dog or cat. And you eat like a bunch. I don't think Abra is small enough.
Well, I mean, PSA for anyone listening, watch your pets just in case, because
they're going to be high. It's going to be crazy. God,
can you imagine? They say that you can't, if you eat them, there isn't enough, but then it'll harm a small dog.
Yeah.
Which means that I think that they're lying and that if you did eat enough of them, you would probably get high.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Like, what if you eat, like,
if you eat enough of anything, you'll get high.
Right. Like, if Abra ate one of those and, like, it could
probably
make her high, then if I ate, let's see, she's 11 pounds, and the normal human would just have to eat a little more over 10.
I feel like one isn't going to make her high. Think about how small cicadas are. Let's say it takes five. Let's do math. We're doing math live on the show. Real girl math here.
Okay, if you take a person,
if a 10-pound dog needs five of them to get high.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's say like a person who's 170.
Okay, so then that's two
like
per.
Like average.
So it takes two per pound to get you high. So if you're 170 pounds and you have to eat 340 cicadas in a fast enough time to metabolize all of that amphetamine at once.
Right.
And then you'll get just like a little high, but you'll also have a belly full of bug guts.
Oh God.
So like I feel like you'll just vomit that up. Right?
Probably.
There's no way.
I feel like
no way.
I feel like I don't know. If people put their minds to something,
you can do anything.
Yeah,
if you
I
put
feel
your
like
mind to
the
it.
Rest of the bug in comparison to whatever amphetamines are coming from the body. I feel like that's just gonna soak it all up, and then it's just gonna make your belly hurt.
Yeah, but again, you can do anything if you put your mind to it, including eat 340 cicadas.
Yeah,
which we do not condone
for a little bit of a high, maybe.
Possibly.
But if you do it,
also
we want to hear about it.
Please don't fucking do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. People eat bugs, though. People eat a lot of bugs.
Not here.
Yeah.
Who's eating bugs?
What about the cricket protein? You never heard of that?
I mean, yeah, I've heard of that. It's a whole plot point in freaking what is it, Snowpiercer, when they're eating a little cricket.
I fucking love that movie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people don't, like, do that for fun.
There is a protein powder made of crickets.
Seriously?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me find it.
Protein powder made of...
Bugs.
That came right away.
Yeah, insect protein powder. Because I remember reading about
this. But that's different than actually eating them, though. That's
true.
In a powder.
Insect protein powder is produced by raising edible insects such as, but not limited to, crickets, mealworms, or black soldier fly larvae in a controlled environment. I have been saying this forever, and I'm committing to this right now, live on the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next episode I do will be about the medical use of bugs.
Okay.
I am obsessed. Obsessed.
Well, yeah, I mean, in those bugs in that case, because they're specifically raising them for this, and they're clean, and then they dry them up and put them into a powder, that's a completely different ballgame than going in your backyard, finding crickets, and eating them.
Please don't forage for bugs.
Yeah.
Because bugs just want to live.
No one's doing that. And if you are doing that, are you okay?
If you are doing that, please stop doing it. Because they just are trying to live their life, man.
Stop eating harmless crickets.
They're just trying to live. Also, all over Reddit, the prepper pages and also the bodybuilding pages.
Would you source protein powder made of bugs? Because, like,
how much protein is in it?
I don't know.
More protein than the... Hey, you know what? I will say, as a person who was briefly vegetarian and was trying to get protein, like, every way possible, I tested out a lot of protein powders, and they all fucking suck.
Protein powders are not good.
They are all so bad.
Yeah.
Protein powder, every shake, every bar, anything that's specifically, like, just, like, for protein, for, like, working out, it all tastes like fucking garbage. And if this tastes better, I would totally... drink bug protein.
There's no way. There's no way this tastes remotely good.
The chemically vanilla taste, whatever that they put in protein, but it's so bad.
I do not believe it.
Why can't they figure it out?
I don't know how much protein is in this. It just says 60% protein, 100% cricket.
That's 74% protein, 100% cricket.
Okay, but also,
what
like
even
how
are those
many
numbers?
Grams of protein is in this? Show me.
They sell it on Amazon.
Also, it's keto. Just so you guys know, it's keto friendly.
Because it's crickets. Crickets are keto.
Okay, so for 10 grams of this, it's a 10 gram serving.
Yeah. It's only 7 grams of protein.
7 grams of protein.
That's nothing.
Right? Why would you have this then? Why would you eat this?
Just to sit right.
Doesn't, like, whey powder have, like, 90,000 grams of protein?
I mean, when I was eating, like, protein bars and shit, they had anywhere from, like, 7 to, like, 20 grams of protein. So, yeah.
Yes.
You could just eat an actual bar.
A scoop of whey powder has 33 grams of protein
in it.
Holy
shit.
So, I don't know the weight difference. I don't know. But anyways, I guess if you want to eat bugs, eat processed bugs. I don't know what to tell you. Just please don't go into your yard and eat fungus-ridden.
If you're going to do it, eat the processed ones.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, I'd rather you do it at home.
I'd rather you do it.
Rather you do it
processed.
At home. I guess. I'm anti-bug eating, though. That's for me, personally. I don't like it.
I would say most people probably are.
Oh, like on Fear Factor? I could do most of the Fear Factor challenges. Shout out Joe Rogan. I know you're listening. When are you going to have us on the show? I couldn't eat the bugs. It makes me so sad.
You couldn't eat the bugs because it makes you sad. Yeah. I couldn't eat the bugs because it's repulsive.
You know when they have like the camel spiders that have like the
How
do you eat one of those guys?
They don't make you eat those, dude. It's usually just like worms and mealworms.
I kind of want to do it.
And
it's so
sad. Cockroaches and crickets.
That's like abusive.
It
you know?
Is kind of abusive.
Like you're eating like a live animal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
it's
like that.
It's not great. Well,
no.
Worms, don't they say worms can't feel pain?
I don't know. They also said babies couldn't feel pain until like 15 years ago. So
women can't feel pain.
That's like a thing still. Do worms feel pain? You know what I like most about doing Unscripteds?
What?
I can live Google and you don't get mad at me.
The only reason why I yell at you for live Googling is because we all hear this. And then I'm editing and I'm like, son of a bitch. Or like I'll say something
Sorry.
And you'll be like, and you're not paying attention, and then I'm like, she's fucking Googling something right now.
New. I'm very good at multitasking, Nicole. I can listen and Google at the same time.
Sure, Jan.
Okay, well, according to Science Daily, simple animals such as worms and insects do not suffer pain in the human sense, but they do have some other receptors that steer them away from damaging conditions, which makes me feel like they do feel pain a little bit.
No, I think that just means, like, so for us, if, like, we know, oh, if we stab ourselves with this, it's going to hurt, so then we don't do it.
Wait, hold on.
What?
This is very conflicting because an article from September 11th, 1979 in the New York Times says that the team of Swedish researchers has uncovered evidence that worms do indeed feel pain. And then this other, wow. I don't know if I want to trust this, it says AI on it. Worms feel pain. Worms feel pain for sure. Everyone knows that, apparently.
Apparently it's a giant scientific argument because there's a lot of articles I can see.
Yeah. I don't know. Googling. I want to stop thinking about this.
Well, just don't ever eat worms and then you won't have to feel bad about eating them.
But like people eat like escargot and stuff. Like them's is bugs. Shrimps is bugs.
Yeah. Right? Escargot's, that's I guess like a sea bug.
Escargot's a snail.
Is it a land?
Oh, yeah, like a snail.
Oh, why
like
am I thinking snail. Of caviar? I'm thinking of caviar for
that's
some reason.
That's an egg though. So that doesn't feel pain.
I know, but I in my brain when you said escargot, that's what popped up. That's why I was confused.
You know, I had a dream the other day that we were eating caviar and we were putting it on Cool Ranch Doritos and it was so good.
I bet you, you know, they put it on Pringles. That's like a thing.
I would eat that.
They, what was it?
Do you want to get caviar and try it on all the different types of Doritos?
And one of my, I think it was like on Real Housewives or something, they had brought in like a caviar expert.
Of course.
It was like a caviar tasting, because that's what rich people do. They just spend extravagant amounts of money on caviar tastings to invite their friends to.
just and, shit that we can never do.
Right? And they were literally putting it on a Pringle, and the one of the housewives was like bitching about it. It's like on a Pringle, because you know, I guess Pringles are beneath rich people. I don't know. Isn't that such shit?
Pringles you are one of the best chips of all time.
I will have to disagree with you. Pringles fucking suck.
I like
them. They are terrible. I do not like them. They taste like cardboard.
What's your favorite? Nicole, you know what? I'm going to say it, though. You're the chip expert. I'm not a huge chippy girl.
My favorite kind of chip?
Yeah, what's your favorite kind of chip?
Well, salt and vinegar is my favorite chip.
Obviously, it's your favorite flavor.
A kettle. I can do it with a kettle.
Did you see?
Or just a normal potato chip.
Just a plain potato chip?
Like a salt and vinegar flavored. Like a Lay's, the Lay's salt and vinegars.
Sure.
Also the kettle, like the Mrs. Vicks.
So it's the texture of the chip you don't like.
No, it's the taste of the chip.
Really?
I don't like the taste of Pringles. Mm. I think they just taste like cardboard.
I think they're fine and good.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Chippy Boys?
No, what's that?
Okay, so it's this thing that's on TikTok I'm now obsessed with. So you take chips, probably kettle chips, because them's actually the best chip of all time. Mm. And you put it on like a little sheet pan or whatever, and then you crumble blue cheese or like a crumbly cheese of your desired crumbling on top of it. But there's a martini one that I feel like we should have. Okay.
Wait. So you just crumble it on top?
So you got like a pan, you got your little chippies on there, right? Okay. Your chippies that are about to become chippy boys. Because you put the toppings on. That's what makes them boys. Dem boys.
That's what makes them boys.
Yeah, obviously. All boys have toppings. Everyone knows. so you put like crumbled up blue cheese, and then if you want to make a martini one, you're slicing up olives, sprinkling some olives on there, right? Maybe you hit it with a little vinegar, maybe you hit it with a little salt, maybe you hit it with like a little gin moment. You want to go crazy, like a little splash, little spritz.
Chips? I don't know if
put them in the oven, crisp them up, melt that cheese a little. You got yourself a chippy boy.
Oh my god, it's like potato chip nachos.
Yes.
Why hasn't anyone thought of that?
Someone has. They're called Chippy Boys.
No, I mean up until this point.
I don't know.
Like that has never been a thing that any of us have done.
I have never done that. But is that not genius?
Yeah.
Well, can we eat Chippy Boys for dinner?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We have kettle salt and vinegar chips.
Shit.
We just need some toppings. Just need some guys, some boys.
We gotta put make on top. That's how they go from chips to chippy boys.
Is that what they're actually called on TikTok too?
Chippy boys. Yeah, look. There's so many variations of chippy boys too.
Chippy boys.
Chippy boys.
Basically, you just need like
chippy boys. Yeah. Ooh, she tosses them in balsamic. Ooh. Oh, I could get in on that. Yeah, chippy boys for life.
You're just like spicing up the chip that already is delicious.
Yeah, like you said, it's like nachos, but like with like a potato chip. Look at this chippy boy.
Wow.
Looks so fucking good.
Why hasn't anyone ever?
I don't know.
Up until this point in life. See, this is why we've said TikTok before. This is why TikTok, I mean, I don't post anything. I'm not a TikTok poster, but I am a TikTok talk.
Lurker.
Lurker.
Yeah.
Yes. And you learn so much from TikTok. You
know? I have learned more from TikTok than I ever did in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. Not kidding.
Yeah, actually.
For real.
Any time I come across something that I don't know how to do, or I'm like, I need some tips natural remedy for this or something. I just like literally look it up on TikTok and I'm like,
you got to.
Okay, cool. And usually it's like apple cider vinegar. Why is apple cider vinegar the one thing that is the cure to all?
That would be delicious on Chippy Boys also.
Like, should we just be chugging apple cider vinegar every single day? Because that's kind of what TikTok is telling us to do.
Maybe. I'm going to say it, though. Don't chug the Bragg's brand.
Why?
Because Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom own it, which is weird.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me that.
I don't like it. It makes me feel weird.
Isn't that the good brand, though, with all of the...
The mother left
in it? That sounds so metal, like a horror movie, like pieces of the mother are inside of this apple cider vinegar.
No!
What is that?
Can we get the no as a...
Oh my gosh.
No. I feel like we would use it too much.
Like every other thing that we have that we overuse.
We don't even use it that much, actually, because it takes so long to find.
Yeah, the method of finding it is very difficult.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'll try to find it. If I can find like the MP3 for it, I can just put it on right away.
Thank you. I have one other little article that I want to shout about. Mm. And then do you want to shout about your article?
Sure.
Okay, so this one is fun. Just so everyone knows, the only state in this beautiful country of the United States of America where cannibalism is illegal is Idaho.
Wait, illegal?
Illegal.
How is there only one state in the country that cannibalism is illegal in, though?
They just don't have laws.
So if you eat someone, it's fine?
It's not fine because you probably killed them and like you're desecrating
your
corpse.
What if you didn't, though?
They like get you on other things. They're like, oh, you just desecrated a corpse.
But what if somebody's like, hey, I don't want this hand anymore. Give me $500,000 and you can have it and you can eat it.
I think that's fine.
That would be completely legal, right?
People do that. People eat their... Remember the guy that ate his foot tacos?
Well, yeah, but he got an okay from like the hospital and shit.
He got an okay to take his foot from the hospital.
Yeah.
If I cut my hand off at home, the cops aren't going to come arrest me for cutting my own hand off.
No, they might put you in a psych ward, but they can't
maybe
arrest you.
So like it's not illegal to like eat your own body parts, I guess.
I'm sure they'd probably find something to get you on, though.
I'm sure. Because you can't do anything in this country.
Yeah.
Not even eat your own hand. So this comes from KTVB7. .com. So shout out to them. A bill titled quote unquote cannibalism introduced in Idaho legislature. Idaho Representative Heather Scott introduced a bill that would add text to Idaho's established cannibalism law. This is this year, February of 2024. They added to this bill, any person who willfully ingests the flesh or blood of a human being will go to prison. That's illegal. And that's the only state. Back in the 1980s, during the Satanic Panic, they put a cannibalism bill out there.
I was going to say, what was the case that sparked even putting that in writing?
Just Satanic Panic.
Yeah,
that tracks. They were just like, the Satanists are going to eat us. You know what? Let them. I don't care. Right. Let's go. Who gives a shit?
Fucking let them.
So I thought that was sort of fun because I was on, you know, my monthly cannibalism Googling. And I saw that, and I thought it was just sort of neat and sort of fun. And so I guess if you're in Wyoming, eat away, Meryl.
Yeah, what you wanna do. But not if you're in Idaho.
No.
You have to cross over.
Yeah. You gotta cross the border to eat human flesh and blood. Jesus Christ.
Well, my article, I mean, technically you're the one that put this article in. So, because we were talking about this earlier today, but yeah. I asked Noelle.
I wanted to screech about this.
I'm sure everyone listening, even if you're not a basketball fan, I'm sure everyone's been hearing about Caitlin Clark and how she's like beat every single world record or I don't even know. I'm not a basketball person. She's beat a lot of records. Yeah. Beaten a lot of records.
My
both men, male and female.
Absolutely. All of my knowledge about basketball comes from the movie Like Mike and the other movie Air Bud. So
mine comes from Space Jam. So.
Oh shit, and also Space Jam. I forgot about Space Jam. That's right.
And also just being living in Chicago in the 90s with Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, for sure.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't walk 10 feet without hearing about that guy.
Jordan.
But so the point of this story is that so she's like, I don't know, the best, statistically like the best basketball player, college basketball player ever.
At 22 years old.
And she was the number one draft pick because this popped up on my like news this morning. She was the number one draft pick for a 4-year contract worth a total of $338,000 for 4 years.
4 years.
Which puts her salary, her first year, at $76,535. She is the number one WNBA draft pick, and her yearly salary is $76,000.
This says that when she started playing, attendance at Iowa State University went up 81% to watch her play.
Everyone was watching it because she was breaking records. So just to put that in perspective, what the number one draft pick, the male, the NBA draft pick, take a guess how much he was offered for his 4-year contract.
Well, he's a man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say
you're looking at it right now.
I'm not wearing my glasses. He probably gets $1 million a year. So $4 million, right? Because she's getting $330 for 4 years.
Yeah. No. No.
Okay.
For his 4-year contract.
Am I going to throw up?
You're going to throw up. $55 million, which is about $13.7 million per year. Isn't that absolutely fucking insane?
That is egregious.
To be the top female athlete in your sport, and you break all of the records over men too, and to get that's a slap in the face.
Listen to this. She generated alone. She generated $80 million additional dollars for the Iowa State economy because so many people came to see her play.
Yeah, it's insane. So,
and she's given less than 1% of what a man in her same, in a position similar to hers, and yet she is better than that man at what she does, at what they do.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, and I understand that the NBA, well, everyone, NBA has more fans, more people watch it. I understand that. Not a lot of people watch, not as much people watch the WNBA. But now, given that she is playing and is probably going to be breaking more records, don't you think more people are going to be watching?
Yeah.
Like, come on, pay this girl. $76,000 a year. Somebody it was like, I think it was on Twitter, and somebody was like, oh, good to know that she's getting paid an entry level project manager's salary as the one is like the best basketball player currently.
Wow.
In the United States.
That's fucked up.
I know.
I hate to see it.
Literally hate to see it. Who knew we would be talking about sports?
I don't know sport.
We don't know sport.
No, but you know what I do know? Feminism.
Misogyny.
That's right. It's it's fucked up, man. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a depressing episode.
It's kind of messed up. Well, just to add to that, I do have one call out too.
Okay.
It's not depressing, but I have a bone to pick.
Ooh, I love picking bones.
With this person.
We're not in Idaho, so we can pick anything off a bone we want to. Who?
I don't even know who this person is, but somebody wrote a comment on one of our Spotify episodes.
What?
About the spontaneous human combustion one.
Oh, you want me to pull it up?
And how I was a hater. Yeah. And or not a hater, just I no, think they called you
a hater.
The wording was somebody get this girl a cookie. And I just want to say to that person, yeah, get me a cookie.
Get this.
I need one. Like, I think they were like, she needs a cookie. Somebody get this girl a cookie. And I was just like, yeah, I do need a cookie.
Get her a cookie stat.
Somebody get me a cookie
stat.
And I'm just saying, I might have come off as a little bit of a hater on the episode, but it's just because I don't believe that shit.
I know you don't.
I think it's not real.
You know you don't. I'm looking for it. That wasn't that long ago. Was it spontaneous human combustion? Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shout out to Lauren H.
Somebody get me a cookie.
Nicole was a real bummer in this one. Sad face emoji. Someone get that girl a cookie! Exclamation point. It's at the bottom.
That was me the whole episode.
But I get it. That's okay.
So I just want to apologize to anyone if I bummed you out on that episode. But I'd also like to say and agree with that person that yeah. I do need a cookie.
She does.
I always need a cookie.
Immediately. Or she
right
will
now.
Perish. Or she will simply perish. I don't know. I didn't think you were that big of a bummer. I kind of like it when I do things that you're like, that's not real.
It doesn't. I don't usually. That's like the only thing I've ever done it to.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's not. No. Has anyone seen it? No. But I'm like, Bigfoot? Yeah. He's real.
He's for sure real.
Human combustion? Nah.
He's for sure real. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all the cryptids. Well, I think if there was a cryptid that definitely isn't real, I'm going to say Fresno Nightcrawler is probably not real.
I think they debunked that, didn't they?
I would think so.
Or someone was like,
I don't know.
But I'd like, you know what I would like, though?
What?
You remember that show where it was magicians and they wore the masks?
Yes.
And they told you how to do all of the tricks, and it was on like ABC or something.
I totally remember
and
that.
They
like
hid their
the magic.
They hid their faces because like they would be shunned by the magician community if anyone found out that they were the ones telling all of, like, the trade secrets. You know what I think I want? I want a show where people find, like, you know, all these, like, YouTube videos of, like, oh, my God, look at, like, it's a Fresno Nightcrawler or it's a Duende. And, like, you see and, like, all the kids are running and they're like, yeah. And, like,
no.
Yeah. And it's obviously, like, if it comes out as fake. I want a show where somebody hunts down the person who made that video and is like, how did you do it?
That could be us.
How did you?
That could be us.
Create this cryptid. And how did you make it look kind of real? But then you need people admitting that their videos are fake.
And no one's going to do that.
And no one's going to do that.
No one's going to do it.
But they might if it was a show on TV.
People love to be famous.
And they wanted their little claim to fame. But and then we can wear masks. So no one knows. And we can talk and, oh my God.
Oh my God. Voice oh my changers. God. Go.
We can talk like this.
No, that one's too. I think it's too much. I think it's too much.
This is how you did this trick.
I think this one's the right one.
You want this one? This one just kind of sounds like my normal voice, though.
Oh, what about this one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's actually
my voice.
Oh, this one.
This is the one that I just did.
No, it's not. It's completely different.
That's not Monster?
That's Monster.
What is this?
Voice digitalization. That's not how you say that.
Wait.
Digitalization.
That this isn't the monster.
This is a completely different voice. I need you to say, hello. My name.
Hello.
Wait, hold on. What would your alias name be?
Professor.
Ooh, Gray Curtain.
Gray Curtain.
Gray Curtain.
Professor Gray Curtain.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna say it in your regular voice. Hello, I'm Professor Gray Curtain.
Hello, I'm Professor Gray Curtain.
And then this is Monster.
Hello, I'm Professor Gray Curtain.
Okay. You guys listening, having fun? I hope so, because we are. This is voice digitalization.
Hello, this is Professor Gray Curtain.
Sound completely.
This is the one that sounds like you're trying to change.
Yeah.
My voice, so you don't know.
Yeah, but then this one.
And this one just sounds like a monster.
This one does a little bit sound like you still, though. You know?
Yeah, like, I feel like my voice kind of sounds like this, you know?
Wait, so casual. Can I do
Wait, can you? Yeah, here. Wait. What if... I don't get these because it, like, doesn't work on my mic. But I'm just imagining...
I'm just imagining someone being, like... I'm just imagining someone being, like...
Oh, so you don't want me to say that my name is Noel Krupa on this because we're trying to keep it anonymous? We're not... Are you gonna cut that part? Oh, this is live. Oh, it's live. Oh, shit. Fuck. Can we, maybe, like, reel back the tape or anything?
No, I'm so sorry. This is actually live. We're on live television right now,
well,
so...
Well, in that case, that's not my name. I was just kidding.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I just think that it would be really fun. Also, to use, like, slang terms in that voice. To be like, the Fresno Nightcrawlers ate no crumbs. Can you get that for me?
The Fresno Nightcrawlers ate no crumbs.
I fucking love that shit. I'm into it. I want it.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really great show, though.
I think we should do it. And we're going to call it Catch a Cryptid.
To Catch a Cryptid.
To Catch a Cryptid. Catch a Cryptid.
No one's ever done anything like that
no
before.
No one's done anything that sounds like that.
Not even similar at all.
We lure the cryptid catcher, the person that caught it on camera, to a room, and then it's just John Quinones, and he's there.
Wait, who?
Isn't he the guy that does To Catch a Predator?
What's his name?
Oh, no, maybe it's not him.
I don't know if
John. I don't think
I know. I think it's John something, but yeah, and like he comes in, and you're like, how are you doing today? So,
oh no, it's not him at all.
No.
No. Who's John Quinones?
I don't know what that word is that you just
That's
came
a man. That's I've the never, name of a man.
I've never heard of that man.
John Quinones. You guys, I'm sorry. This is a very
Quinones?
Google.
That's a word you just made.
No, that's him.
What is he?
You've never seen this man?
No, I've never seen him. What would you do? That okay, that's the show.
What would you do? That's the
that's
show.
That's another, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, but this is going to be called To Catch a Cryptid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to protect your brain from online enemies already in your home.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to make them tell their trade secrets, but they will wear masks and have a voice changer.
I think it's the perfect show.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Speaking of perfect shows, we just guested on a very perfect show.
We did.
That was a good fucking segue.
That was a good one.
I'm going to win an Oscar for that one, and then I'll take you as my guest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
Yes. We were just on Necronomicast Pod.
We were.
So if everyone listening doesn't listen, it's super fun. It's hosted by Brian Corey. He just is very knowledgeable, very fun. Mm. He puts the ska in Nebraska. and I don't know if he hates when I say that or not, but he did play in a ska band, and
like
I feel
to
like
think he likes it.
I think he likes it too.
I think he likes it.
You know, I'd like to think.
Yeah,
I'd like to think. We're gonna be on it in May at some time. We will. Yeah. We'll tell everyone when that date is. And it was super fun. He's super fun. If you don't listen to Necronomicast, please do, because he interviews a lot of really cool people.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Shout out to BC over in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good movies lately? Because I have seen some movies.
You know.
And I don't think any of them were that good.
Yeah. So I mean, I saw the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, was it fun?
It was really fun. Okay, so it was getting a lot of hate online. A lot of hate. Like, everyone was saying that it wasn't funny enough, which is, I mean, we don't have the original guy. I mean, they did come back, but they're not the main focus.
Spoiler.
You don't have the main cast. You're not going to get that.
Right.
But I mean, the cast that they do have is great. I mean, Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's great.
And Wolfhard.
He's
great. What's the name of that girl who's literally in everything?
I love her.
She's like the child actor, McKenna Grace, I think is her name.
I have no idea. Should I look this up?
No, her name is McKenna Grace. I know that. She's literally in everything. She's great too.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone was saying that it was like too serious, which I mean, I guess it was more of one of the more serious Ghostbusters movies, but I liked
okay.
it. I thought it was great. And I have actually another bone to pick.
Okay. Pick those bones, girl.
I'm picking all of the bones. Why is it that movie theaters,
yeah,
the ones that come out with the awesome popcorn buckets.
Yes.
Like the Duna Sea.
Oh, this is a good bone. It's a good bone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why is it on opening weekend of this movie,
nope,
you don't have any more of the fucking popcorn buckets because you started selling them a month before the movie came out?
Why?
Why are they doing that?
I wanted the Duna Sea so bad.
Right.
So bad.
I wanted it too. You could buy it for like $300 on eBay.
I shan't be doing that.
No.
I shan't be doing that. You know what? I'm going to wait 7 to 10 years. And I'm just going to buy it.
It'll be in some estate sale.
I was going to say, I'm going to buy it at a garage sale.
And no one's going to know what it is. And you're going to be like, they're going to be like, I don't even know what this cookie jar is. It's so weird. And you'll be like, yeah, I know what it is.
I'm going to get it at a Goodwill for $7.79 because of inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to. And I'm going to stick my hand right in that Duna Sea and get popcorn.
But it's like even, I don't know, maybe I'm just going at the wrong times because when we went to see Dune,
yeah,
I asked about the Duna Sea and they were like, oh no, we sold out. And I'm like, that's funny because like literally this is Thursday and opening night is tomorrow. So, okay, cool. Because you know how they also do that thing where they technically opens Friday, but then Thursday night it'll be out.
The day before it opens.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool.
And a huge theater.
Not sure how you don't have anymore, but okay, fuck me, right? And then I even asked because it was like a month before Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, do you have the Ghostbusters, like the Ghost Trap ones? And she's like, we don't have those yet. And I was like, bullshit, you fucking have them. Yes, you do. And then I went when Ghostbusters came out. Oh, we're sold out. This is opening night. How are you sold out?
I don't know.
Because you sold it before the movie came out.
And then when you go on their website, it's like also impossible to find.
Yeah.
How are you finding these popcorn buckets?
Well, and then, so I don't know if it was AMC or if it was, I think it was Cinema. What is the other one? Like Cinemark? Cinemark, yeah. They had the Scream buckets with like the Scream head.
Yeah.
And that one they like ran out of right away. And they had this thing where you could order them online.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it online. But then when you order it online, it doesn't come out. Like, you don't get it for 8 months. I didn't get it. Like, they had to do a whole other run. So I actually ordered the Ghost Trap one online again, like I did. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was the AMC one. I think it might have been the Cinemark one again, because I don't think AMC does that. But I ordered it, and it was like, okay, your order will be here in, like, fucking August. I'm like, what the hell?
8 to 10 months.
Like, why are they doing this? Why can't they just provide movie theaters with ample amount of supplies?
Right.
It's like you know what they're doing? They're like aiding these stupid eBay scammers who just go in and buy it because they know someone's going to want to purchase it later.
Yeah.
Or those stupid people, which pisses me off so much, at sporting events when they're giving out.
Dude.
Like the first 10,000 people get this and then people will go to get it just to then sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
For the people who didn't. That's so mean.
Reselling,
if you don't want it, don't take it.
Yes, this is my most boomer opinion, okay? Reselling as a full-time job / side hustle, it's a choice. And you know
it's
what?
A lot.
It's, I don't know how everyone that's doing it is doing it, because I walk into a thrift store and I immediately want to die. I'm so bad at thrifting. I don't have the patience
for
it.
I just, not now, because everything is
Well, it's all like picked clean, dude. And then it is overpriced. I went to a thrift store last weekend. I went to a couple thrift stores and
don't go thrifting in the city either. I did that.
I went in Uptown. I got this nutty that everyone that's watching
says this Hakuna Matata on it.
Hakuna Matata.
She's a Disney adult.
I'm not.
Just kidding. She's not.
I do have a Disney tattoo, but I don't think a Disney adult.
You also have a tattoo that says Hakuna Matata.
I do. That's all.
She's just a big Hakuna Matata enthusiast.
Yes. I hate everything else about.
She doesn't like anything else about
Disney. I only like the phrase Hakuna Matata. I identify. I try to live a Hakuna Matata lifestyle, even though everything is all worries all the time. But.
For the rest of her days.
I tried to go and it was insane. Dude, like. Yeah. I found this super cool jacket. I'm like, it was like tucked in, all this stuff. Like, this jacket is so fucking sick.
Is it like $95?
It was like $100-something fucking dollars. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is a windbreaker.
Thrifting doesn't exist anymore. You can't buy it unless you're in a small town. You can't. Thrifting is like, oh, okay, cool. So this sold at a store for $25 and you're selling it for $19.
Unreal.
Okay.
Unreal. You know what I did do, though? I'm really into buying my clothes on eBay now.
Oh, that's a choice too.
Yeah. Everything I've bought has not fit me right.
It started with her wolf jacket.
It did.
Which she, I don't know if you guys saw that, but she purchased the wolf jacket.
Have not worn it once. No, it's a lie. I did wear it once. I wore it once.
Okay.
I hate it. It's so big and it smells so bad and I don't know why it smells so bad.
It smells like old person house.
I've washed it so many times and the smell will not come out. So if anyone knows how to get old person house smell out of a denim jacket, write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com because I need your help, please.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell good.
But yeah, any movies that you've seen? That was not a good segue.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I went on an eBay clothing tangent, though, so that was the best anyone could ever do. I saw Immaculate in theaters.
Oh, yeah. That just came out on streaming.
I would watch it again. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I have something to say about Sydney Sweeney. I got a bone to pick.
I'm not a big fan of hers.
This is a bone picking episode.
Pick your bone.
Pick your bone.
Sydney Sweeney.
It's not with Sydney Sweeney. She's fine. Here's my thoughts on Sydney Sweeney. She's fine. Cute girl. Living her life. Doing her thing. She's like Hollywood's it girl right now, right? Having a moment. She's fine and good. She's cute. She's whatever, okay? People are so weird about her. Did you see the SNL skit?
No.
Where she, like, it was so, so fucking weird. She's just a girl, okay?
Was she hosting SNL?
She was hosting SNL. There was a skit where they, like, made her, like, want to fuck Air Bud.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck is this? It was so fucking cringy. People are so weird about her. Like,
why?
She's adorable.
She's got big boobs?
Yeah, she's blonde. She has big boobs. So okay. People are, like, weirdly, like, I don't know. It's so fucking weird. And people hate her so much. And I don't understand why.
There was a thing that came out that she like was at some she hosted a party and there was like a bunch of people wearing Make America Great hats there.
Her family's Republican. She said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her family's super conservative.
She probably also is. I think that's where the hatred of her comes from.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she's fine, though. Like, as an actor, she's fine. She's no better or no worse than 90% of these people.
Yeah, she's just there.
You put her up against Jack Quaid, I'll take her any day. I'm going to say it, okay? Just because your daddy is Dennis doesn't make you a good actor.
No.
So that's my bone to pick with Hollywood. Stop creating it girls to tear them down.
To make it weird.
People are so weird, and I'm so over it. But going back to Immaculate, it was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be one of those like cookie cutter Blumhouse bullshit that they put into theaters, which is like a movie I just watched, Night Swim. Wasn't a fan of that one.
I also didn't like it. I saw like 78% of that one, shockingly.
You saw like 40% of it.
I'm bad at estimating.
You saw the ending of it once again, like as you usually do.
I saw like the mid to end of it, though.
Yeah,
which
like
is
the 40%.
More than what I usually see.
Yeah, you usually see like the last 15 minutes.
And then I judge the entire movie.
But she saw, I think. For this, I would say you saw like the last 35 minutes of this one.
Oh, easily 35 minutes, maybe 40.
And
maybe
it
40.
Was like the same, like every Blumhouse. You got a haunted house. You got a family that moves in. You got the mom who knows something's wrong, but the dad's like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to get possessed instead.
Okay.
And then, the only like difference with this, like I guess the thing that was had set apart was that instead of the house being haunted, the swimming pool was haunted.
Okay.
Whoop-de-doo. Like,
well, anything can be haunted.
Just following the same formula over and over and over again, and I'm just so sick of it. Like, just be original. Or don't do it.
Yeah.
Be original or don't do it.
Be original or don't.
Be original or don't.
Or don't. I have another bone to pick now that you bring it up. This is a bone-picking episode.
That'll be the title, bone-picking.
A bone picking good time.
A bone picking good time.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Okay. So my next bone to pick, because I'm fucking loving this shit. We're gonna pick bones on every episode. Okay. What's your bone to pick?
Bone picking corner. Wait.
Bone pick pile.
Bone pick pile. I'm literally writing that
bone
down
pick
right
pile
now.
Forever. My bone to pick is with dads in horror movies, husbands in horror movies.
Oh, they're the worst.
Believe your wife. One time,
sir.
All of these horror movies would stop unless 25 minutes in.
Unless they're single dads. If they're single dads, then they know what's going on. And
that's
they're like,
true.
We have to fix this curse. If they have a wife, though, then the wife is like, they're like, you're just crazy. There's no ghost.
Right.
And then they get possessed.
Yeah. And then she's like, look at this, Mark. What'd I fucking tell you? What'd I fucking tell you?
It's like literally, Mark.
Yeah.
The couch just lit on fire by itself. It was probably faulty wiring. Oh, yeah. Fucking gay.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mark? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's either the wife or it's the eldest daughter the ones that are like, something's wrong. We need to fix it. And then there's obviously like a denier somewhere in there that's like, you're just crazy. You need to go see a psychiatrist.
They're like, oh, Caroline's just on her period. That's why she thinks everything's haunted.
And then they end up saving the family at the end. Yeah. And then the dad's all like huddled in the back seat of the car, like, because he's not possessed anymore. And he's all like, what?
He's like, bloody.
What happened?
And Caroline's like driving him to the hospital. And she's like, what'd I fucking tell you, Mark?
If you just listened to me in the first place.
Yeah. And he's like, you're grounded. Just like, oh, you're grounded.
Okay, cool.
Okay, fucking whatever. So, yeah. That's
They're terrible. They're so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. It was all right. I have been consuming audiobooks.
Yeah, same. That's why when you were like movies, I was like, I don't have a lot of movies, but I have a lot of audiobooks that I've been listening to
audiobooks
recently.
Yes, so. Ma'am. I'm going to pull up my actual thing. I have been, I want an audiobook kick. I love an audiobook. Okay. I love reading books also.
There's just no time for it.
I don't have time. I'm tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just a girl. And at the end of the day, I just want to put on Resident Alien and I want to zone out and fall asleep in the middle of the episode and then restart it again the next night because I forgot what was happening. That's what my life is.
You just get so, like, I don't know, bonked out throughout the day that you just want to sit and lay in bed and not do anything.
I'm bonking.
And then you go to sleep and you wake up and you do it. All over again.
Over again.
What is life? That is life.
We are Sisyphus.
For real, though. Like, we are.
It fucking is. We are fucking Sisyphus.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would like to first tell a story. I tweeted this, but I would like to tell a story about a book that I started reading. And when I was on the dating apps, someone unmatched with me when I told them that I was reading this.
What book was it?
It is called Lessons in Bird Watching by Honey Watson.
Is it fiction?
It's fiction. It is fucked up.
Okay.
It's like, it's a sci-fi. It's extremely fucked up. Like, extremely fucked up. Hmm. And I'm only like, I don't know, 3 chapters into it because it's a physical book that I'm reading. So it's taking me like 7 to 10 years to actually read it.
I'm on the same boat as you. I've got like 3 audiobooks I'm listening to right now and then 1 book that I'm reading. But
I'm reading like 7 physical books and then listening to
them. That's true. I'm actually, there's one that I'm concentrating on, but I do have like halfway filled of, or half bookmarks. And
I get excited when I get a new book and I start reading it. Yeah. And then like, I'm like, oh, wait, I'm Sisyphusing. Hold on.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, wait, I just want to, like, be a dead person for, like, 3 weeks. Oh, wait, I forgot I was reading that book. I just started another one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, someone unmatched with me, this was a while ago, and they were like, you're a sick freak.
What's about the book that's so, it's not like you're reading fucking, I don't know.
But even then, like, even if I am reading, like, weird shit, like, that's what we do. We read weird shit.
What's so bad about, did they know what the book was?
And they must have read it or something, but I don't know. I'm at a part where there's, like, a weird, like.
You're currently reading.
Yeah. I'm currently reading, so I'm not, I don't know if anything, like, super terrible happens, but it is pretty fucked up. It's, like, a bunch of kids that, like, go to space and, like. Do a lot of drugs and like bad things happen.
Wait, what is it called? I want to put
it's
it
called
in.
I have it if you want to read it. It's called Lessons in Bird Watching.
Lessons in Bird Watching
by Honey Watson. Also, I just listened to, I'm in my Stephen King era right now. I'm vacillating between Stephen King and Riley Sager, and I just listened to Pet Sematary.
Yeah, Noelle was like texting me through it. And I'm like, oh yeah,
I never saw the movie.
Really?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, I was like, I think you're in the coked up era Stephen King. I was like, don't even. I was like, well, I mean, everyone knows the part in it that's super fucked that they leave out of the movie. Thankfully.
Yeah, I'm glad that they
but,
do.
But yeah, he had a rough, like, but it's also like his best horror books.
Oh,
were,
no doubt.
Were during that like coked up
period.
They're
so fucked up.
But there's also like little things that are sprinkled in and you're like, wait, that's
Don't do that.
That's kind of fucked.
Yeah. So how I got there, I listened to Darkly Dreaming Dexter. I had no idea Dexter, the show, was a series.
I didn't either.
Of books. Actually. It was all right. It was okay. It was very misogynistic. Extremely misogynistic. Like,
how did it end? Bad. Because does it end the way that the Dexter show ends?
I only listened to the first one, and it is extremely true to the show. Like, the first season.
Okay.
There's, like, 75 of them. So I listened to that, and then I was, like, Googling it. And Michael C. Hall, who played Dexter, read the audio version of Pet Sematary.
Nice.
So that's how I got over to Pet Sematary. It was delightful. He is a great, great, like, what would you call it?
Narrator?
Thank you. That's the word. He's a great narrator. It was great. Thank you.
My brain. He's got that, like, the deep voice. Because he narrates Dexter, too.
Yeah, he does.
So he's got, like, that.
Yeah, I didn't love the book because it was good.
Pet Sematary?
Yeah, it was good.
And you've never seen the movie?
Never seen the movie.
All right, well, you gotta watch the movie because the movie is fucking great.
Well, the book was good. Book was good. Also, a lot of Riley Sager, which you turned me on to.
Yeah, Riley Sager is great.
Also, though, I'm going to say a little formulaic. There's, like, a dumb bitch who's the main character.
Not all the time.
A crazy plot line.
There's what I like about Riley Sager's books is that he always has M. Night Shyamalan twists at the end that you will not be able to.
Guess. Cannot guess.
And I am a huge.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm like, this is how it's going to end. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. Like, that's just a part of my personality. I watch too many movies. I just know what's going to happen. And with all of his books, it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Same. And
they're easy reads too.
We're texting about it all the time because it's impossible to guess. Like, some of it you can kind of be like, oh, well, yeah, I inferred that. But then, like, there's three other plot twists and you're like, wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
It's like deeper than you thought it could go or would go. And it's like, huh.
I would watch all of these if they were made into movies. Why are they not?
Another bone picking moment.
We're picking a bone.
All of his books should be made into movies or TV or like House of Usher, like style where like that one director does them all.
Netflix is adapting The House Across the Lake.
Oh, that wouldn't be my pick for the movie that they do, but.
No, mine either.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Final Girls. Final Girls was the first one that I read by him. And then.
I'm waiting for that one. It hasn't come through yet.
Big fan of The Only One Left.
The Only One Left is the one I want to see made into a movie.
Really good.
That's the one I would like to see. I'm currently reading or listening to Survive the Night. It's okay.
That's on my list.
It's my least favorite of his that I've gotten through. I'm gonna say that.
Did you read House Across the Lake?
I did. That's the last Riley Sager I finished.
Yeah.
It was good. It was pretty good. I think The Only One Left is my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
And Home Before Dark was good, but I did not like the plot twist.
I didn't like the ending, no.
No,
yeah.
I feel like it could have been
But yeah,
better.
If you guys are looking for, like, quick reads,
page turners.
Usually it's like there's a murder aspect. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes a paranormal aspect. Riley Sager is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's something that, like, I don't ever want to put down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They're making a movie of House Across the... Oh, I just said that.
The Netflix.
Sorry.
Love to see it.
Well, that's what I have for books. What do you... Do you have anything you're looking forward to getting?
Books?
Yeah.
Well, so I've been kind of going through franchises. So...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm currently listening to Children of Dune.
Oh, ooh.
So I'm going to go through all the Dune books.
I support that.
And I will complete them because I have to. I also, simultaneously, am doing Lord of the Rings. So I read the...
I'm also doing Lord of the Rings.
I read The Hobbit a while ago. And then I also read half of the first Lord of the Fellowship.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, was one of those things where, like, life got in the way and then forgot I was reading it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to them because the guy who plays, what's his name? God.
Who?
The guy who plays Gollum.
Smeagol.
No, like the actual actor.
The actor. I don't know.
He does the narration for it and he's great.
Is that who that is?
It's great. Yeah. Okay. So are you listening to it right now?
I'm listening to four books. right now, and I'm jumping around.
Along with, are you listening to Fellowship?
So I'm listening to, yeah, Fellowship of the Ring. That's my long haul one. So when I'm doing like hour and a half long drives, that's what I put on. I also have Salem's Lot going. Not loving it.
I like Salem's Lot.
Have you read the book?
No, I've just seen the like made for TV movie.
Not that into it. I'm almost done with Survive the Night, and I just got Dark Matter by Blake Crouch.
Oh, I don't like that book.
Did you read it?
Yeah, a while ago.
Okay, well, I got that one on the back burner. I hate a thing I love about Libby is that it's free. Yeah. A thing I hate about Libby is that you get 7 books at once.
Yeah, they all come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been doing Dune and Lord of the Rings.
Those are some heavy tomes to go back to back.
Yeah, but I'm a franchise franchise girly. Like, you know, if there's a book and there's, I have to read all of them. Twilight, Harry Potter, like.
That too. Well, I mean, those are, you know.
The two main ones. But also just like, I don't know, any other franchise. That's. And fantasy, too, is like that's literally my thing, too. So
I like fantasy a lot, and I like sci-fi. Those are my jams right there, for sure.
Yup.
All day, every day. I do want to start reading physical books because it's been a while. And I try so hard, and then I just fall asleep, and it's not a good time. Or worse, I stay up till 4 in the morning reading the book, and then I'm like, I have to go to work in 3 hours.
Yeah. I've been trying to do 2 chapters a night.
That's good.
I didn't last smarter. Night, but feel the night smarter. Before I did. More smarter?
Yeah, you feel more smarter? Because I feel more stupider every day.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't say more smarter. You'd say smarter.
No,
but
you wouldn't say it.
You would?
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. I would.
No, I mean, the book that I'm reading, it's a really quick read. It's another, like, franchise one, so.
Oh, okay.
It's not, like, a big known one. It's like, some witch spirit one, so that's fun. It's very like juvenile, but
I love young adult fiction.
It's the best.
It's always the best.
Yeah.
I know everyone's like in their like fairy smut era right now, which I respect.
Sarah J. Maas can go kick rocks with open toed shoes. I don't like her. I don't like her books. I think her characters are annoying.
Which one is tried. She?
Everyone's like, just try this, just try that. Can't do it.
Which one does she do?
Court of Thorn and Roses.
I don't like it.
House with Temple, Throne of Glass are the two that
whatever the fuck they are. I don't like them. Yeah. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I tried. It took me so long to get through A Court of Thorns and Roses. Sorry to anyone that's listening that loves it.
A lot of people like it.
But I'm going to say this. Don't come at me with your, you have to read until the 4th book and then you're really going to like it. Life is too fucking short to read books you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. So. Shan't be doing it.
Shan't be. We shan't be doing that.
If anyone listening has a book recommendation that is not A Court of Thorns and Roses, we don't want to hear your defense about it. I'm sorry, we don't. We're censoring that.
Yeah.
Write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. Let us know what books you like. Let us know, and we may read them.
Yeah. Should we wrap it up, or do you want to read a listener lore?
We always promise to read a listener lore, and then we don't.
I think we should. I'll read a listener lore.
I think we should.
This is actually from almost a year ago.
Because we don't ever read these.
I apologize. This is from Jennifer. And she says, "Hola, chicas. Just finished the Louisville Murder House episode. Fascinating, as all of your episodes are.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to have a local murder house that I can share with you, including pics. Here's the story, a.k.a. the Trunk Murderous Case. So Phoenix, 1931. Oh, Arizona. Going to Tombstone.
Whoa.
Phoenix, Arizona, 1931. Arizona had only been a state for a few decades and was growing due to its popularity as a destination for tuberculosis survivors.
Also known as consumption. Did you know tuberculosis and consumption were the same thing?
I didn't know that, no.
Is that fun?
Well, she says, referred to by locals as lungers.
Lungers.
Interesting.
Okay, cool.
Two women, Agnes Ann Leroy and Hedvig Samuelson, called Ann and Sammy.
Oh.
Friends who met and then moved from Alaska, relocating to Phoenix for this reason and moved into a house on Second Avenue.
That's quite the move.
Yeah. They were single, independent women, besties. Oh my God, is this us?
This is us.
Roommates. Working and having fun.
Oh my God, this is us if we had lungers.
This just sounds relatable, right?
Yeah.
For conservative 1931 Phoenix, such single gal lifestyle was absolutely scandalous, suggesting a lesbian affair or wild booze-fueled sex parties with the city's powerful men. Married powerful men. And ties to such powerful men likely led to their tragic, gruesome deaths. Anne and Sammy befriended Ruth Judd, a wife of a doctor who was in Phoenix waiting to be joined by her much older husband, who was taking a cure for his alcoholism in a Mexican sanitarium.
Peyote. He was just peyote every day for 3 weeks.
The three women were roommates in the house on Second Avenue briefly until a falling out occurred with Ruth. Not longer after that, Ruth arrived in Los Angeles via train with two large trunks.
Uh-oh, Ruth.
Two trunks that were leaking fluid and smelled awful.
Probably just puppets, right? Probably just socks.
While Ruth vanished, the cops opened the trunks and found the very neatly dismembered bodies of Anne and Sammy. Oh, no, that's us.
Oh, no, we've been dismembered.
Packed with some of their belongings. And then she says, these photos are easy to find online, are easy to find online since it was 1930, and the press had access to the science. It's remarkable how precisely they were cut up. Mm-hmm. How precise they were cut up. Ooh, okay. So Ruth was located and arrested for the murders, but people then and now doubt she did this, or at least not alone. Her memory of events was fuzzy, but the murder and dismemberment took place in the house on Second Avenue. The women were packed neatly into trunks. The house was scrubbed clean, the mattresses removed, and all trace of their lives were erased. Then Ruth was put on a train, likely unaware of the full details of their demise, with her name on the trunks containing their bodies, and sent out of state to conceal any connection to Phoenix or the city's good old boys. Ruth was convicted and sentenced to death, later repealed due to insanity, and was then sent to a facility for criminally insane in Arizona, from which she escaped multiple times.
Okay, slay, Ruth.
She was finally released in 1983 and lived out her days in the southwestern U.S. until her death in 1998. It's still believed a local businessman called Happy Jack Halloran was involved in the murders as he was partying with and shagging all three women.
Ah, boo, Happy Jack.
And when the friendships soured, shit went down and he feared being found out. So he got a doctor buddy to help him dismember the women in the bathtub. The bathtub exists to this day, as does the house on Second Avenue. While it was a residence until the early 2000s, it was set for demolition, but an attorney acquired it, halting its destruction, preserving its original structure, and remodeling it to serve as his law office.
Oh, that's cool.
It's wild because it's surrounded by modern high-rises. The window of the bathroom is painted with a tribute. Anne and Sammy are shown in one pane, smiling as they did in life, while the next pane is Ruth, holding a candle and looking over her shoulder to a shadowy, faceless figure of a man behind her.
Whoa.
That's morbid as fuck. But
wait,
okay.
This is in the bathroom?
I guess so. It's on the window.
What the shit?
To me, all three women fell victim to the social norms and expectations of the time.
For sure.
Being women living without men made them easy targets for not only social criticism and rumors, but also for powerful good old boys with secrets to keep at any cost. A couple months ago, I figured out the house is still there and did a murder tourism drive-by with a friend.
I want to go.
That's awesome. We would have done the same thing. It's great to see it preserved and memorializing the lives of these women. Thanks for reading this story. I love telling it and sharing the pics. I highly recommend looking up the old photos. They're black and white, so not too gnarly. Sincerely, your devoted coven member and desert witch, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. What a cool story. This is so spooky scary.
I know. Now I feel like we've got to look into this and...
We're gonna...
Do it.
For
as
sure.
As an episode.
I have one. Can I read this? Or are we going way over? Oh, we're way over we're on kinda, time. Or,
we, let's save it for next week.
We'll
next
save
time.
It.
We always say that, but let's save
we're it. We're going to actually read this one, though.
Yes.
We will.
We'll get to them. And if you have any other listener lores, weird mm-hmm. stories, murder houses, I mean, we say this at the end of every episode, so you guys know the drill. But if you've got anything cool you want to share with us, please, please, please send it over to quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on any of the social media sites. Don't get angry if we don't answer you right away. That gets crazy. But if you really want to make sure that we see your story, I would suggest sending it to the Gmail.
Yes, please. Also, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe. We love reading your reviews. We do. Also, tell a friend, actually. That's how people find out about us. So if you have a weirdo in your life that you're like, I think you maybe might like this. Yeah. Or if you accidentally clicked on this episode and you...
you're still with us.
You're still with us for some reason, an hour and a half in.
Oh,
cool.
Thanks for staying.
Give us a star rating. How many stars do you think we deserve? Hopefully more than one.
Don't give us a rating if you think it's one.
You know what you want. But if you're going to give us a one-star rating, I want to know why. You have to leave a review. That's the law.
That's the law. If you're going to give us one star, you have to tell us why.
You have to tell us why. So rate, review, subscribe. If you like us, share us with a friend. If you're nasty. Mm. And that's all I got.
That's all I got, too. So as always, remember to celebrate the strange.
And keep it unusual. Okay.
Okay, bye.